It was a late afternoon. I was sitting in the living room playing Rainbow Six Siege, one of my favorite video games. I had it on my mind to do the interview with my mom and finally get it over with. I got up off the chair and head to my mom's room, feeling tired. I opened the door and noticed that my little brother Eli was sitting on the laptop playing video games as usual. I felt a little nervous, knowing I have never interviewed my mom. I see her laying on the bed on her phone, like most people in America. I notice her with her freckles, black brown hair color, and her hair cut to the shoulders and her big round eyes. She seems tired to me, and I know she is. I sit beside her and make the statement, "I need to interview you," and she replies with, "Okay." These are a few things I found interesting in the interview.
Why do you think racism exists?
Because maybe something that we learn, because as a kid we don't notice that, right? The differences. I'm not racist, but we can see in other people that, you know. But I think it's something that you learn. It's not something that you come from. You know, people has they need to see that we all bleed, we all die, we all born the same. There is no difference. But it's something that you learn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you believe women get discriminated against?
That's something that we learn too in the house. We do it all the time in the house, especially in Latino families. If you're a girl, you're the one that is in charge of the house. Like, if right now I have a girl, like men, what they do is she's the one that he cooks, she's the one that cleans up the house, she's the one that he washes the dishes. If it's a profession, they say, no, you're wasting your time, your money on her because she's going to get married, she's going to have kids, and she's going to stay home. So that is something that we learn in the house too. Everything comes from home. And other things, you learn that aside from your friends, from, you know, whatever it is, your surrounding. But I think it starts in the house.
What do you classify as racially?
I've reclassified myself?
As racially.
Racially?
Like your race.
I feel like I'm a native.
Native?
From my country.
Native American.
I'm a native. I'm we call them like indígenas. We're indígenas. We're not Indians. We're indígenas. Yeah. That's how I classify myself.
Okay. Are you proud of your race and why?
I'm proud because we don't discriminate. We are really humble people. We care for nature. We care for people. We try to do the best as we can and treat people the best as we can. That's why I'm proud of my, like you say,
race.
I have never done an interview with my mom before, and it was an interesting experience for me because I got to learn more about her beliefs and morals and how she identifies as ethnically. My mom was completely comfortable in the interview, but there was also some tough things she had to talk about but still told me anyway, which I was very grateful for. A downside of the interview is that I was not ready to interview my mom and messed up a couple of times. I wasn't nervous in the interview and I was comfortable asking her questions, which was a positive thing for me in the interview. I was very grateful to have the experience of interviewing my mom and having a good time.